Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So just look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hidlo is a gefen, this is a glass, this is a kisim, sicha gaba psula. Somebody goes and takes a vine, which is connected to the ground, and he sort of makes the vine grow over his sukkah, and he uses that for schach, then it is no good. But if he's kotzitzon, if he cuts the vine, then ksheira, it's going to be kosher. So this says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Yosef, kameid Rav Huna. If Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, the Yosef v'kama, and he said, Oisha kotzitzon ksheira. If you cut it, it's going to be kosher. Rama Rav said, Sorach l'nanea. Yet you have to go.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Right, so it's not good enough just to cut it. You need to shake it as well. What does it mean to shake it? So Rashi says that you have a problem over here, that if you just cut it, it will be tasav lemina osi. Right, so why should it be kosher? So therefore Rav says, just to cut it, it's not good enough. Rather, the end of that first Rashi on the Gemara, over halfway down, Rashi says, Minu nanua korv l'stiruhu, when you're shaking it, it's just as if you are demolishing the schach. Sheg magbia kol echod levadoi, you pick up each piece of the vine, umanicha, and you put it down, v'chozu magbia, yeschaveira, you pick up the next piece of vine, umanicha, and you put it down. So Rav said, normally you always learn a name means to shake, nanuim and sukkas. It means more than that. You pick up each piece of the vine and you put it down. So now you're putting down the schach.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Down in a kosher way. Okay, so again, this was Rav Yosef sitting in front of Rav Huna. And he says this, that it says in the Mishnah. Aisha Kosason, Rav adds on, you got to pick up each piece of schach and put it back down. Amr Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Hashmul Amr, why are you saying that? But Amr Rav, Tzarech L'Nanea, no. Shmuel was the one that said that you need to do this. Adrin Rav Yosef Lape, so Rav Yosef turned around to him, to his face. Amr Lein, he said, Hotu Mika Minaloch, did I say to you, the Loi Amr Shmuel, that Shmuel didn't say it? Amr Rav, Amr Shmuel. Yeah, Rav said it and Shmuel said it. Right, so what's the issue? You tell me Shmuel said it. Yeah, it could be. I just told you that Rav said it. It could be Shmuel also said it. I never said that Shmuel didn't say it. Amalei Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said back to Rav Yosef. No, you misunderstood me.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
V'loy Rav. Dafka Shmuel said it, and not Rav, because Rav doesn't hold like that. The Rav Achshurei Machshir. Rav is Machshirit, even if you don't pick it up. Right, you look at Rashi, Achshure Machshe, Rav is Machshe, Beloy Nanoi, even without shaking it, the Ksava, because he holds, Kitzisosa Zu Hi Gemar Asiyosa. Just cutting it, that's already enough, because the Torah says you have to make a sukkah. Right, how do you make the sukkah? You put the schach on it. It's connected to the ground because it's a vine. So you're cutting it, is the tasa. There's no problem of tasa v'loy min osli. So Rashi says, what would be an issue of tasa v'loy min osli? When you have a haystack. You have a haystack and you just hollow out the inside, and all of a sudden you've got schach on top of you. That's a problem. Here, right, the cutting of the vine is the tasa, so it's okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Raya. Kiho, the Rav Avram Chasida.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
He placed Techilsa. That's Tchedus, Tzitzis, Lefrazuma to the cloak, the Inche Besoy of his wife. Right, so he put Tzitzis into the cloak of his wife. So it was a four-corner garment that she was wearing, a four-corner dress. And he went and he put Tzitzis on it. Why did he do that? We know that women don't wear Tzitzis. So Rashi explains that he holds Isim Ois. The question is Tzitzis a Mrs. Hasesh as man groma or not? Is it time-bound? Or is it not time bound? So normally you say it is, because you only have to wear tzitzis by day and not by night, because it says re'isa moitza, you have to see it. But Rav didn't hold, Rav Amram Chasida didn't hold like that. He held that the pasuk of Reisa Maisei is prat l'ksus summa. Someone who's blind, he cannot see it. See, he doesn't have to wear tzitzis. But a ksus laila is mechuyiv b'tzitzis. In other words, you have to wear tzitzis 24/7. So it's not a time-bound mitzvah. It's not mitzvah cessation. It's my grandma. Therefore, women
created with free version for non-commercial use
into the cloak of his wife. But he did it in an interesting way. Talon, he hung the tzitzis inside the beged. But he didn't cut the edges of it. Right, so normally, if you ever made tzitzis yourself, right, you have four strings, four long strings. You thread them through, right, and then you have four on each side. So you have eight strings hanging. And the pasuk says, "Gedilim tasilacha, fringes, strings shall be hanging. You shall make." Right, Loshen Rabbim. Over here, Rav Amram Chasida took one very, very, very long string, right, and he folded it over into two, and then folded it over again. So it's all one long string, folded over. So you have like four, right, and put it through, tied the knots, right, went around the knots, and they're going around and around, right, and then afterwards, cut it. Right.
It's a created with free version for non-commercial use.
Good deal, not good deal. So is that good or no good? So well, let's see again. The talon, he put this in. So it's all one long, long, long string. Fold it over once and then fold it over again. Thread it through, knot it. Oscar made the v'chir ba'ashi. Amalais, he said, Hachi amarav. Rav said, mafsokam, cut it. Bank Sherim, and it's kosher. That's after you put it through, after you tied the knots. All you have to do is cut it, and you're done. Alma, so you see, pisikosam zuhu asiyosam. The cutting it is the asiyah. Gedilim tasa lecha. It's no problem of tasa v'leim and asiyah by tzitzis, because the cutting it is the maisa of gedilim tasa lecha. So hachinami by sukkah as well. When you have a mitzvah of to make the sukkah, kitziyosam, the cutting it, the cutting of the vine, Zuyasiyosam, that is dasiya. So this is
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Hachi Amar Rav. So he, what Rav Yosef said, that Rav said, that after you cut it, you need to shake it, you have to pick them up and put them back down, otherwise there'll be a problem with Tasav Lim and Asli. No, it's not true. You see over here, Rav says by tzitzis, it's good enough just to cut it. The act of cutting takes away the issue of Tasav Lim and Asli. So to buy sukkah, the act of cutting the vine takes away the issue of Tasav Lim and Asli. Right, so it was Shmuel that said it, not Rav. Says the Gemara now. Let's have a look at Shmuel. Vasava Shmuel lo yaminon pisikosam zu asiyosam. The Shmuel hold that you don't say that the cutting is the making. Vaha tani Shmuel mashum Rebchir. Right, Shmuel learned in the name of Rebchir. Hitol l'shnei kronos v'vasachas. Right, if somebody goes and he puts tzitzis in the two corners in one go. Right, so he takes the tzitzis, which are very, very long. Right, he has the two edges of the beged. Right, if you can see over here, it's not far away.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
All the way through, and all the way through. Ties all the knots. Then afterwards, he'll cut it, and he'll have tzitzis on that corner, right, and tzitzis on that corner. Right, so it's easier for him, for some reason, to have to do two corners in one go. Is that good or not good? Says the Gemara, Hitul Shnei Kronos Bevasachas. He does two corners at one time. Va'achekach Pasak Rosh Chutin Shalhem, and then he cuts the edges of the Chutin. Sheirin. It's kosher. My love, you can just by reading the words, he put the corners, he put the tzitzis in, and then he cut it. You can assume Shekosha Va'achekach Pasak. He does all the knots, does everything the way he's supposed to do it, and then he cuts it, and it's kosher. You see that the cutting is the making of the tzitzis. And that's Shmuel that's saying it. Moses says, yeah, he threads it through, right? But he just threads it through.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Any going around the tzitzis, he threads it through, cuts it, and then he makes the knots. Says tomorrow, so what's the chiddush over there? Right, if he just cuts it and then he does all the knots, well, that's fine. Samara says, I would have thought top of your dalif on the Be'inon, kanof, b'shas, psil. You need to have a corner at a time of threading one corner at a time. The leken, you don't have that, because when he threaded it, he did two corners in one go. Mashmalon, no, it's fine. You can thread them at the same time, and it doesn't take away the, any issues of tassav leminosa, as long as he cuts it and then he makes the knots. Meisvei. Tolon v'lo pasuk rosh chodesh lem. We have a brayse that says as follows. Tolon, he put the tzitzis in. He hung them in the beged. V'lo pasuk rosh chodesh lem, and he didn't cut the edges of the strings. He did one long string.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Psulim it's pasul. Where it says, my love, psulim la'olam. When it says pasul, it's pasul forever. And it's a kasha on Rav. Because Rav says if you cut it, it's okay. And here you see that it says pasul, which sounds like it's pasul. Forget it. This tzitzis was made, but psul is nothing to do. But you have to do Rav. It's a kasha on Rav. Because Rav says the cutting is the making. So Amalok Rav, Rav will tell you my psulim. When it says pasul, it's psulim ad she yifsuku. It's only pasul until you cut it. Once you cut it, that is the tasa. Gedilim tasa l'cha. How do you make it? The strings, Lashon Rabim. By cutting it, the cutting of it is the making of it, and it's fine. And it's fine. Shmuel Amar Psulim La'olam. Shmuel Taka says, no, if you made it, you put the one long string, doubled over and then doubled over again, you put it through, you tied all the knots. Cutting it now would be no good because it would be a problem of Tasa V'lo Mina Asui, and it would be no good. You have to undo it and put, do it again. Psulim means Psulim La'olam.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Shmuel Psulim La'olam. Okay. Ikadamri, Amr Rav Masna, Bididi Hava Uvda. This case happened to me that he put the tzitzis in, tied the knots, and then he cut the string into many tzitzis. Right? So he had that, exactly that story. Bididi Hava Uvda. That's the way he did it. Vaslaka made the mashmul, he came to Shmuel, Va'amali, and he said, Psulim la'ilam, because of a problem of Tasa V'loi Mina Asi. Meisvei. So we're going to ask a kasha on Rav now. Tolon, he put the tzitzis, the one long string, through into the beged. V'achekach posak roshei chutin shalahem, and then he cut the edges, so he made it into individual strings. Psulim it's posul. Rav said that if you cut it, it's okay. Here you have a braisa explicitly saying that it is posul. And you can't say that it's posul until he cut it, because it says, tolon, v'achekach posak, and then he cut it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
V'od Tanya, also in Gabi Sukkah. Tasa v'loi min osu. Is it problem of tasa v'loi min osu? Somebody makes a sukkah, right, and the schach is on, and then he makes the walls, etc. Problem of tasa v'loi min osu. Mekan normu, from here we learned. Hidol lesa gefen, if somebody goes, this is our Mishnah, somebody goes and he puts the vine, onto the grapevine onto the schach, v'sa delas, like gourd, v'sa kisim, ivy, v'sichach agabom, and he puts chach on top of it. Psula, it's possible. Now, hechidami, what's it talking about? Ilema bishal loy katsasan. If you're going to say that we're talking about that he did not cut the vine is still connected to the ground. If that's the case, ma'ira mishum tasav leminosli. This braisa started off saying, is the issa of tasav leminosli, is a psul of tasav leminosli, and mekan omru, the hidlo as a gefen, will be no good. So if I put the vine onto the schach, it's no good. Why is it no good?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
But if you didn't cut it, it's no good because it's connected to the ground and schach has to be detached. So why are you telling me tasav alei min osli? It's connected to the ground. That's why it's no good. That's what we're saying now. Ma'ira, why are you choosing to say mishum tasav alei min osli? Tebegle, just say the mechubar ninu. It's mechuba. And anything which is connected to the ground is not kosher schach. Ella Bishop Katsasan. We're talking about the Itaka did cut it. Viktani Psula. Nonetheless, we say that's possible. Why is it possible? Tasav Lemin Asui. According to Rav, cutting it is the action. It's not it is the Tasa. Vishmaminos, you see from over here. Delayaminon. Kitsisosan Zui Asiosim. You don't say that the cutting it is the making of it. Vituyufta de Rav. Taka Kashan Rav. So the Messiah says, no, we can get out of it. Amalok Rav, Rav will tell you, Hachim my skin, and here we're talking about over here, this braisa where it says that the katsasan will still be a problem of Tazim Alayim Minasu is
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Pulled it and twisted it. He didn't do a good mice of cutting. The Le Minkra Sidi Day, and it's all intertwined, and you cannot tell that it's actually cut. Right? Tosis learns, that's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns that sort of twisted the tree, right? But it's very much, looks like it's still connected, right? So it's not nikeres kol kach. It's not that recognizable because the two edges of where you cut it are right next to each other. And lo hava asiyah ma'alyo. It's not a proper asiyah, so therefore it would be no good. Tosfos learns, the end of the second Tosfos, that the lo nixus legamri, it's still connected a little bit by the bark. Therefore, lo yamrinon zuhi asiyah. So it wasn't a good cutting. If you do a good maisa cutting and you separate the two edges, this is the part connected to the ground. This is the other end of the schach, separated. Oh, you can see this is a maisa. But if it's all intertwined and looks like it's still connected, according to Tosfos, the bark is still connected, even though it won't
created
really grow
with free
like
version
that,
for non-commercial
that's not
use.
That's a good asiyah. Okay, so Rav took care of that issue, that brisa of hidulas hagefen. Right, that normally the cutting is a good, as long as a good maisa cutting. However, we quoted two brises over here. The first brisa we quoted said, Meisvei, Tolon va'akach posak, and then he cut it, Rosh Chodesh Lem Psulim. Right, what does Rav do with that? Mekomok and Frek Digmar Navaito, Tolon va'akach posak, Kashel Rav. That case, that brisa that says that if you put it in and then he cut it, it's posel. That's Taka Kashel and Rav. According to Rav, if you cut it, it should be kosher. This is kasha. You're right. It's taka kasha. That brisa is a kasha on Rav. Okay. The Gemara says lemika tanoim. We've done a new case now, right, connected to what we're saying. That's actually machlokes tanoim. If you fix it up afterwards, would it be a problem of tasa v'leimen also or not? And we're talking about over here that if you have a hados. Now hadasim sometimes grow with berries. If
created with free
berries,
version for non-commercial
no
use.
More berries than leaves on the hados. It's no good. It takes away from the hador, the beauty of the hados. Yeah, so somebody went, either forgot or he didn't know, and he put everything together. His hadasim, his harovas, all together, all in the eged, all tied up. And then he says, oh, there's too many berries. So now when he has the hadasim and the harovas together with the luluf, he wants to take off the berries. Right? Is it still kosher or not? So Mara says, lemeka tanoi, ava velikta. He went and he took the berries off after he put it all together. Right, so Ava means, says Rashi, on Yontif you're not allowed to go and take the berries off, but he did. Ava velikdom, on Yontif he went and he took the berries off. Velikdom, and he's melakitit. He took them all the berries off, so now you have more leaves and berries. Puzzle. Divrei B'shimim B'yitzadik. B'shimim B'yitzadik says it's possible. Chachamim Machshim, Chachamim says it's kosher.
Created with free version
okay,
for
so
non-commercial use.
It says analyze. It says the Gemara. Savrua, they thought to say, the Kula Am, everybody holds Lulav Tzorech Eged. You need to go and tie the Lulav, the Hadasim, and the Arovas together with the Lulav. Right, and therefore, since you have to go and tie it together, there's an action that you need to do. And Rashi says, V'shaychi Ba Asiya. There's an Asiya over here of a Tasa. You need to tie the Lulav together with the dasam naros, we have finon, and we learn out lulav misukah. You learn out lulav from sukkah. The ksiv gab sukkah says by sukkah tasav lemin asui. So too by lulav, there'll be a problem of tasav lemin asui. So my lab b'hokim miflugi. So what's the machlekes over here between if Shimon by Yitzotka says it's no good, then Chachamim say it is good. The man the machshir, the one who says that's kosher, sava he holds. Aminon we say gab sukkah ketsiosam zuhi asiosam. The cutting it is the asiyah. Right, so if you have a vine, you cut the vine off from the ground, that is the asiyah. So too, the gabbe lulav, by lulav as well.
Created yeah, with free version
together,
for non-commercial use.
But it was done by puzzle because there's too many berries. And Rinon will say, lekitosam zuhi asiyosam. You have to do it, this shaykh asiyah by lulav. Taking off the berries, that is fine. That is the asiyah. Man, the apostle, Sava, he has loyam rina gabi sukkah, kitsisosim zui asiosim. By sukkah, we don't say that the cutting of the vine is the asiya, and therefore, begabi luluv nami, by luluv as well, loyam rina, we don't say, likitosim zui asiosim. Right, so machlekis, Rav and Shmuel is a machlekis over here between Chachamim and Ibn Shimon ben Yohid Sadok. Right, and therefore, the lema ketanoi is always a kasha. Right? Lema ketanoi. Why do you need Rav and Shmuel to come along and have this machlekes when the chayra it's already a machlekes over here between Shimon ben Yitzadik and Chachamim? That's what it says. Lema. Remember, also said lema is always a havamina.
Shmuel created says, with no, free version for non-commercial use.
Everybody holds loy amrinon gabe sukkah because he saw some zuyas yasam. The kula amr that means b'shimim ben tzaddik and chachamim. They both say that by a sukkah the cutting it is no good. That's not called the nasiyah. The hacha machlekes over here by lulav is the melev lulav misukkah kemithugi. Do you learn out lulav from sukkah or not? So by sukkah it's zikha no good. Cutting of the vine is not called the nasir. You'll have to pick up the schach and put it back down. The shayda is by lulav. What's the halacha? Manda machshir, the one that says that's kosher. So you tie the lulav together with a dasim and aravos. After I've tied it together, I want to take the berries off that dasim. The one who says that you can do that, sava, he says lo yavin lulav misukkah. You don't learn out lulav from sukkah. Right? There's no gzei shava. You don't learn out. Rashi says you don't learn out. Because you don't make this binyanav. You can't compare
created
it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
The one who says that by lulav would be no good. Because he says you do learn out lulav from sukkah. It says Rashi be binyanav. You compare the two. One of the ways to learn the Chumash or in Halacha is you compare one situation to another. So here's well, just like by sukkah, there's a problem of tasav lem and asui. If you cut it, that's not considered making it. So to by lulav, if you cut the berries, that's not considered making it, and it'll be no good. The ibay seima, I'll tell you another pshat. Isvirulon, if you hold the lulav tzorach eged, you need to tie the lulav together with the dasm naravus. Then kul amalei pligi, everybody agrees yafin and lulav misukah, and it'll be no good. It's machlekes whether you have to tie the lulav together with the dasm naravus. Masava tzorach eged, you do need to tie it. So since you need to do something, yeah, and you have to do it behechsha, so if you do it and then take the berries off,
created
it'll be
with
no good.
Free version for non-commercial use.
You don't need to tie it, and that was tomorrow. Machlokes how you learn out whether you have to tie the lulav together with the dasam and the rovers or not.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.